Before sharing my story, I just want to explain. I'll be talking about two towns in Iraq, Sinjar and Ba'aj. Ba'aj is a town that Muslim Arabs live in, while Sinjar is a town where Yazidis live in it. Yazidis are, Yazidism, for those who don't know, is a pre-Abrahamic ancient faith and is one of the religious minorities in Iraq. So now that you know about Sinjar and Ba'aj, I want to share with you a story about a man. His name is Qasim. Qasim is a 35-year-old man. He was born and raised in Sinjar. And in Sinjar, there are some Muslims, some Christians who used to live there. And Qasim told me they used to live peacefully. Nothing was going on. Life was good. Until 2014, when ISIS invaded Iraq. Unfortunately, Sinjar witnessed horrific human violations targeting Yazidi communities. Yazidis were brutally persecuted. And as a result, Qasim felt it was time to save his family and himself, and he had to flee from Sinjar. But unfortunately, Qasim comes from a very poor family. And he comes from a very big family. There are like 18 members are in this family, and they don't have a car. So they had to flee to the mountains walking, and the journey took them 9 hours until they managed to reach the mountains. Luckily, they managed to flee, and they remained in the mountains for a week. Qasim shared with me that the week that he stayed in the mountains was very traumatic. They had to flee with just whatever they could get, just a few bottles of water and bread. And he told me, kids were screaming. They were hungry. People were exhausted because of the heat. It was during summer, and the summer in Iraq is very unbearable. The heat is very strong. And he told me that he witnessed people who died in the mountains because they couldn't survive the weather. Children were screaming, begging for food, but he was helpless, like other men, because they just couldn't leave the mountains, because if they did, they would be killed instantly by ISIS. Eventually, Qasim and his family and the other families managed to leave the mountains and entered Duhok, which is an area in the Kurdistan region of Iraq. Qasim lived in Kurdistan in Duhok for 7 years. And after the liberation of Iraq from ISIS, he decided to go back with his family to Sinjar. But of course, his house was demolished along with the whole neighborhood. So he went and rented a house in a small village called Qahtaniyya. This village belongs to Ba'aj town, which is full of Muslims and Arabs. Although the Qahtaniyya, all the population are Yazidis, like those who are in Sinjar, but they belong to Ba'aj. It's geographically, it belongs to Ba'aj. I remember Qasim shared with me, and I can quote him, he said, "I was lucky, I wasn't killed, my family were safe, but that doesn't mean that there isn't a heartache inside of me and that I'm living with this anger inside of me. Because I'll never forget what happened in the mountains, the kids who were screaming out of hunger, those who died because of the weather. I'll never forget my best friend who wasn't lucky enough to flee and he got killed just because he was a Yazidi. I'll never forget my best friend and his wife who was raped, kidnapped, and was sold as a slave. And unfortunately, it's not just my best friend and his wife. It's thousands of Yazidi young boys and men who were killed just because they were Yazidis, and young girls and women who were raped and kidnapped and were sold as slaves just because they were Yazidis." And he told me, "I believe you can imagine and understand why I wouldn't want to deal with anyone who is Muslim. I thought, especially those who are from Ba'aj, because they're very close to us, I thought that they were all supporting ISIS. They were okay with everything that happened with us. And we decided to just stay away from them. Just us Yazidis stick together, and we don't want to engage with them anymore. I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to see them. And definitely, I wouldn't want to go and step a foot in Ba'ash. Qasem told me, a friend of him told him, there's an organization called MP in Sinjar that are doing lots of activities and implementing trainings and doing lots of stuff for the Yazidi community. And he encouraged him to join, and he did. And he shared his experience that it was very, something completely different. First, he was introduced to something called unarmed civilian protection, which for him was something completely new. And he felt like it was something very nice that the Yazidi community are brought up together. They are learning new stuff and new things. And after finishing the training of the UCP with NP, NP approached Qasem and told him that they are planning on organizing a football tournament. And they asked Qasem and his friends, would you like to join? And of course, they were very excited. Yes, we would love to. But then NP staff told them, of course, we'd love to have you, but you need to know that we will be organizing this tournament with the NP office in Ba'ash. And then Qasem was like, I'm not sure. Why would we? Why don't we do it here? And after several discussions with MP staff, they were convinced that they can give it a try and go. And I asked Qasem, what actually made you go? What really convinced you? And he told me that he remembers there was an activity that he took during the UCP training that was talking about unity, and that how when people are united are strong and are supported, and that's what a community should be. And he said, I'm an Iraqi citizen just like anyone, but because of the traumatic experience that us Yazidis have been through, we just can't live our life normally like others. For instance, if I need gas and Qahtaniya, I can't find gas to buy. Instead of going to Ba'ash, which is like 12 minutes away from me, I would rather go to Sinjar, which would be 25 minutes or 30 minutes away, just so that I would go and deal with Yazidis, but not deal with the Arab community and the Muslim community. I didn't feel I was free. I feel like I'm not like the others. And I want to end that, but I just don't think I can let go of what happened in the past. But he decided that he would give it a try and join, especially that he knew that NP staff from Sinjar, as I've mentioned before, every field site, the staff are from the community. So NP staff from Sinjar who are Yazidis and internationals who are there are going to be with him and the rest of the youth team when they go to Ba'ash. So he said that I was sure that I would be safe. We are not going alone. We're not going to be by ourselves. We have NP, which is an international organization. We will feel safe as long as they are there. And they went. And I asked Qasem, what did he feel and what were his expectations? And he was saying that he was very anxious and he was very worried that he would be triggered when he goes there. And that he was worried that a fight could happen. Someone can say something that would upset him or upset someone from his community. And he was very anxious. But when he reached Ba'ash, he was very surprised to see that the staff from MP, who are Yazidis, just like him, were greeting the staff from Ba'ash, who are Muslim and Sunnis, hugging each other, talking, laughing. And he was like, it seems like they're like friends. There's a relationship. And that felt weird for a second for him. And then he found the people from Ba'ash not waiting for them to approach them. And they just went. And hi, we're very happy to have you here in our town. I'm very excited that we're going to have this football tournament together. And he told me like they were very friendly. They were very welcoming and they were very understanding. They understood our pain. They understand where we're coming from. And it looked like we misjudged them. And for sure, from what I saw, that they are not ISIS. They're just normal people who just want to live in peace just like us. And it's just because of fear that and the judgment that we had because of everything we've went through, we assumed everyone from Ba'ash would be ISIS and everyone from Ba'ash would be supporting ISIS and are okay and agree with everything that happened with the Yazidis. Qasim told me that I was scared that was a fight would happen. And I was actually right, there was a fight, but the only fight that happened was that the Ba'ash team were fighting that they are not gonna allow us to leave Ba'ash unless we go home with them and have dinner so that they can introduce us to their families. And now Bashir has two best friends from Ba'ash, not just Bashir. I don't know why I keep saying Bashir, but his name is Qasim. I'm really sorry. Qasim has two best friends from Ba'ash, and it's not just him. His other friends, they exchange number with people from Ba'ash, and now he says, I will never forget that they told us we are like your brothers. We are one. We are the same community. We both suffered from ISIS, and we hope that we can live our life in peace from now on. And Qasim now goes to Ba'ash by himself. He doesn't. He told me I don't need NP anymore. I have two best friends there. I go to them all the time. They come and visit me. If I need something, I call them immediately. And as I can quote Qasim's words, I have to give the credit to NP. We wanted this. We hoped for this, but never in a million years I've ever thought that this could ever happen. And because NP pushed us and encouraged us and made us feel safe that we can take the step, we realized that when we were both in the same room, communicating, talking together, that everything we thought was not true. Not everyone from Ba'ash is ISIS. Not everyone in Ba'ash supports what happened to the Yazidis.